For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As the lightning shineth out of the east, and cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And as he, speaking of Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? I think many times as we study the Word of the Lord, and as we think about the different individuals in the Word, that we tend to give them some type of superhuman powers and abilities, when in fact every one of those individuals were human just like you and I are. They were subjected to the same challenges in life that we are subjected to. They had the same concerns in their lives as you and I have in our lives. And they had many of the same questions which you and I have as we live. When the disciples had been with the Lord for a period of time and they had listened to him, they had watched him as he had taught, as he had healed, as he had restored the dead back to life, they recognized that they were truly privileged to be with the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter had even acknowledged at one point in time that he was the Christ, and the Lord had said, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. I always like that particular portion of the Word of the Lord because it is a proof again, a scriptural proof that when the Apostle Peter said, I do not know him, that he was lying. Because he did know him. He knew him because God had revealed himself unto him. And we certainly need to understand that each of these individuals were human as we were. And so when Jesus had begun to tell them that he was coming near to the end of his journey, and still a very young man, but that he knew that his time was about to be fulfilled for his purpose here upon the earth, that the disciples had many questions and they didn't understand all that was going to happen. You and I still today do not understand all that's happening, but it does not lessen our responsibility to make ourselves aware of what is going on. We need to be people who are not only just living focused on making it through the day for whatever is in it for us, but we need to be aware of what's going on around us, and we need to be aware of what the Word of God teaches. As I've said so many times, the only way that we're going to know what God teaches is that we study His Word and that we ask God to give us understanding of His Word. But we still are going to have some questions, and we aren't always going to have the answers. I'm always amazed at these people who know everything. I guess probably that helps me to understand how little I really know, and to understand that many times that I have the questions that seemingly there are no answers to, and you have questions that I cannot answer. But let me assure you this morning that God in heaven knows everything that's going on down here, knows exactly where we're at in the time frame of His time that He's going to allow things to go on. As Jesus began to tell the disciples some of the things were going to happen, they said, Tell us, when shall these things be? There's probably not a single one of us at some point in time in our life have not said, I wonder when these things are going to be fulfilled that are taught in the Word of the Lord. Now, I would just remind you of what the Apostle Peter wrote on one occasion whenever he said that there shall come scoffers in the last days, saying, where are these things that we've heard so much about all of our lives? Where is this that you're talking about? Because we've heard this from the time that we were young. Many of you have heard me tell how that as a young boy, and I used to attend over to the Macedonia church just north of Wheeling here occasionally, that I just was terrified at some of the things those preachers would get up there and preach, because I want you to know they preach hellfire and brimstone. They teached about how that this world was going to come to an end. It was going to be destroyed. And it was scary. I'm not going to kid you a bit about it. It was scary to me. Now, I recognize that people don't want to be scared today. They don't want anyone to be frightened. They don't want anyone to hear anything excepting that, which makes them feel good. But the truth of the matter is, there is going to come a destruction here upon the face of the earth that is far beyond the ability of man to describe. We cannot, you know, no more than I can describe to you the Beulah Land. I think many, many times of it. And I know that we have some description in the Word of the Lord. But other than that, I'm sure that I'd have to go back to the Apostle Paul's words when he said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. That there is no way that we can understand all of the beauty of heaven. But neither can we be able to adequately describe the terribleness of hell. And there is hell just as there is heaven this morning. And it's just as real. One is just as real as the other. And they are as much extreme as you can possibly have. But let me assure you this morning that our people today are still doing the same thing that the apostles did. They say, listen, just give us a very plain, simple answer as to when these things are going to be. Now, our people today may even be a little lazier than the apostles were, in that they don't really want to have to get in and study it for themselves, and they don't want to have to get into the Word of the Lord. They just want someone to tell them when this is going to happen. But I'm going to stand here this morning and tell you there is not a man upon the face of the earth who knows exactly when these things are going to come to pass. I can tell you this from the Word of the Lord, that it does this. If I had to give you an answer this morning as to tell you exactly when it's going to happen, I can do that by what the Word of the Lord says. And if I can find it real quickly here, I'll read it to you. And if I don't, I'll get it here in a few minutes. And I probably will read it a little later here. But there is a time that is spoken of in the Word of the Lord that will tell you exactly when this is going to happen. The problem is you can't tell when this is going to be fulfilled. And what it says is that when this gospel has been preached as a witness to all the world, then shall the end come. But see, you don't know when that's going to be. I don't know when that's going to be. And there isn't another person alive who knows. The Bible says that not even the angels of heaven know the day nor the hour of the coming of the Son of Man. Now, there's a difference that we need to understand. There is a difference in whenever the destruction is going to come upon the earth and when the Son of Man is going to come again. We just need to be sure that we've got that straight in our minds. Those are not going to be simultaneous. Those are not going to all happen at the same time. And we need to be sure that we understand that. I also need you to understand that there's not one of us here this morning that knows that we'll be living when the rapture finally comes. Some of us are going to die, and so that's going to be the end of it down here for us. We don't know when that's going to be. We don't know who's going to be here. But I can assure you this morning from the Word of the Lord that most of us would like to just have a good, clean, clear-cut picture so that we don't have to spend all of our time reading what the Word of the Lord says and studying to see if we can better get a handle on when these things are going to happen. Preacher, just tell us when it's going to be. Well, I will tell you what the Word of the Lord says. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That's the first thing you need to understand. Don't be deceived by men who would mislead you into trying to convince you that they know when these things are going to happen, because they don't. And yet we've got preachers who are standing every day and are preaching and are convincing people that they know exactly when these things are all going to come to pass. There are preachers who are going to stand and tell you things that are contrary to the word of the Lord, and some of you are going to be gullible enough to believe them. I'm not so confident that there aren't some of the things that are being taught and are being preached today that aren't so persuasive that even some of you may be overtaken in a fault. But the first thing that Jesus said to the apostles was, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, they're not saying they're going to come saying they are the Christ. He said they're going to come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, but will deceive many people. You don't have to be very smart for somebody to come in here and say, I'm the Christ. There wouldn't be a one of you believe that, would you? Why, Lord, no. If that mayor came in here this morning and said that, there wouldn't any of you believe it. So you aren't going to believe that. But there are people who are going to come in his name. They're not going to come in the name of Satan. Now, there are, they call them churches of Satan. There are people who are following after him, who are teaching everything, but there are many of them today who are following after him who are saying that they're doing this in the name of Christ and are deceiving people. So you got to be careful. You've got to be careful. Just don't take everything. Don't even take what I say. Now, how does that grab you? But you better take what the word of the Lord says. And my responsibility is to preach to you the word of the Lord. I have my opinions. Some of you were looking kind of puzzled whenever I began to distinguish between the coming of the Lord and the destruction that's going to come. Some of you have probably heard other preachers get up and preach that those are going to be all happening at one time. That when the fireworks start, everybody's still going to be here. That's not true. Not according to the word of the Lord. Now see, I'm giving you a little bit of my interpretation as I understand the word of the Lord. But you need to study the word of the Lord yourself. And you need to say, Lord, give me to understand. Open up your word to me that I might be able to know some of these things. But don't let anybody deceive you. I don't care whether it's about salvation or whether it's about the rapture or whether it's about the authenticity of the word of God. Don't let anyone deceive you. I don't care who they are. But the Bible says that they shall come in his name and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I say every once in a while, my goodness, that clock must have a fall in it this morning. That hand dropped awful fast on me there. This may have to be a two-parter. I don't usually do that, but I can see right now I'm not going to cover near what I had anticipated being able to cover this morning. See, that's how the things work, though. Sometimes what I think and what the Lord thinks are two different things. I find myself many times being judgmental about what's going on in the world today. And if I'm not awful careful, I'll find myself being very critical of some of the things that we are involved in as a nation or we are involved in as a people. And then I have to stop and think, you know, maybe only some of these things are a fulfillment of what the word of the Lord is teaching. And I need to know. I need to know what the word teaches to be able to understand some of those things a little better. I'm not saying this morning that we should just be so focused in that we don't know what's going on in the world. But what we do need sometimes to understand is that how does that fit in to what the scriptures are teaching us? And some of the things I simply don't understand. I mean, I'm not sure they do fit into the scripture, other than the fact that it teaches in his word that all of these things are going to come to pass. He said, these things must come, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And see, I see some of these things happening. I think, you know, again, we're seeing a fulfillment of some of the things that are taught in the Word of the Lord. It's not new, people. It's not something that has just happened in our lifetime, but certainly we are seeing a confirmation of what the Scripture teaches today. All these are the beginning of sorrows. I watched a little bit, I guess it was, I don't know, one evening this week, of the devastation that's come down in where the hurricane hit. My goodness, people. Now, some of us went to Joplin. We saw some of it down there. I've been to Katrina and some of the other places. What a tragedy. For those people, the destruction and devastation that has happened in their lives. And we sit here, and I think sometimes forget to say, thank you, Lord, that we are as blessed as we are. We do grumble about the seats are too hard or they're too soft. Let me tell you what, some of us, Bill Miller here, and then over to the little church over here, Bill and Pat have been there in the past over here, not too far from us, and they've still got the old hard seats. I'll guarantee you sit there for 30 minutes and you're going to know you've sat for a long time. But it doesn't make any difference how much we pad the pews, how much we get the air temperature to suit half of the people. We're still going to gripe and we're going to complain. The weather's cold. 1 or 2 weeks ago, we were complaining the weather was hot. Won't be another 2 weeks, maybe, until we'll be wishing. Well, I was telling me he's expecting snow this morning. I don't know whether they got it or not. I hope they keep it up there. But sometimes, people, we just forget to say, thank you, Lord, that we are blessed as we are. Jesus said many of these things are going to come to pass. You need to understand. These are some of the things that are going to happen. You ask me when the end is going to be. You ask me for some signs. I'm going to tell you what to expect. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. There has never been a time in my life when people are more easily offended than they are today. I'm just being honest with you. I find that I have to walk like I'm walking on eggshells all the time to keep from hurting people's feelings. And you know what my best method of knowing that is that whenever I hurt their feelings, well, I won't go back. Talking about the preacher being in and the other people not being friendly when the first time the bears came in. Well, sometimes it's the preacher that's not friendly. And if he's not friendly, I'm not going back. People are so easily offended. Now, let me ask you, are you easily offended today? You're pretty tough-skinned. I used to say to Shirley all the time, Shirley would be upset about something. I said, you know what, you're going to have to wake up and live in the real world. And buddy, let me tell you, when she finally woke up and lived in the real world, I began to think maybe she gets a little too much. She became tougher skinned than I was about a lot of things, and she didn't hesitate to let people know. And sometimes then, I always told people, I said, you know, I'd never see Shirley get up in a business meeting at church. But if she ever got up, I was going to crawl down behind the pulpit because I knew that she was going to let them have it. And then they were going to say, well, the preacher told her to get up there and say that. I go, oh, no. Far from that, let me tell you something. Now, she never got up and told them anything excepting the truth. But you know, sometimes the truth is what hurts us. Yeah. Sometimes we get offended because people do tell us the truth. I don't want to offend people. When I came back here 20 plus years ago, one of the first things I said at this church, and I said it in Wheatland, I did not come back here to hurt people. I come back here to help people. There's already enough hurt. We've got enough hurt in our churches. The last place in the world there should be hurt is in the church. The last people who should be hurting one another are church people. But Lord have mercy. We just can't stand to not have something going all the time. And somebody will be offended. There shall be many offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Jesus said, these are some things to look for. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We used to talk about backsliders. We Baptists did. I don't know whether any other churches believe in backsliders or not. I'm not sure the Baptists do anymore. I don't hear much about it anymore. But I still consider myself to be enough of an old-time Baptist to believe that there is such a thing as backsliding. Paul said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, to you which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit and the meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So that indicates to me that there are times whenever the people are overtaken in a fault. That means that we make some mistakes. That means that we backslide. Don't mean that we're lost. Don't mean that we should be ostracized. Doesn't mean that we should be separated. What the Bible says is that the spiritual then are supposed to help us. Let me tell you something this morning. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I think every once in a while of some people, and I think, you know, I wonder what happened, that they're no longer, as far as I can tell, going to church anywhere, not serving the Lord as I'm convinced they should be. You know, I'm convinced that going to church is part of serving the Lord, and that every child of God belongs in the house of God. And not necessarily here at Elkton, but somewhere. I'd love for them to all be here, but they're not. And they won't be. But they need to be somewhere. They need to remember that there's an admonition in the word of the Lord that says, let us forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, such as the manner of some has become. So we need that. But because love waxes cold, we get away from our first love. But that's, again, a fulfillment of some of the things that are taught in the word of the Lord. Now then, I'm not even one third of the way through of what I had hoped to be able to cover this morning. So, am I going to preach it next Sunday? I don't know. I'll try. If the Lord will let me, I will. If He doesn't, well, I'll preach whatever He gives me. But I will tell you this, that just because I didn't cover it all today doesn't mean you can't read it. 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. I guess I hadn't said that, had I? Some of you should have already had that figured out. 24th chapter of the book of Matthew. And I will guarantee you, when you sit down and you read it, there are going to be things that are in there. And my text that I announced originally was to give you some little indication of how quickly some of these things are going to happen. As the lightning shineth out of the east, even unto the west. Cometh out of the east and shineth unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. I have many, many times when there's an electrical storm going, I've watched to see if I can tell when that next bolt of lightning is going to come. And it comes and goes so fast that by the time I've registered it in my little brain, it's already gone. That's how fast the coming of the Lord is going to be. It is going to happen, folks, one of these days. There are many things that we can expect, that we can anticipate, that are going to happen preceding that. But I would just caution you about this. As I study the word of the Lord, there's not much that would prevent Him from coming today, if anything. And what little is that hasn't been fulfilled can happen faster than that.